I agree, but I still think it is surprising that he does not engage with the particular arguments. In the book, for instance, I remember him, he does, in the book, he does engage with my argument about perspective and Florence.
Yeah.
And he says, well, everything, he misrepresents my argument because he says, because Florence was a grid plan, therefore that's where perspective. I don't say it's because of the grid plan, I say it's because of channeled stone masonry and a grid plan. Because he says, well, there were lots of other towns in Italy which had grid plans, so there's no connection. But there aren't a lot of other towns with channeled stone masonry, only Florence. And the point is, and this is where neuroscience comes in, I first observed the connection between perspective and channeled stone masonry in ancient Greece. That's when the correlation first emerges, and then one can test the hypothesis that it explains the phenomenon in Greece by taking the next point in history where you get channeled stone masonry, and it happens to be Florence. So he doesn't grasp the specifics of the argument. So, I mean, I may generalize, but I try and be as precise as possible in the correlations that I establish. And he at no stage follows the specificity of my argument.